On February 1st of this very year, 2025, on a Saturday night, I found myself standing on the shores of the Ganges River in India. All my life, I have wanted to go to India. My congregation knows that my parents studied Hinduism when I was a little girl. So the smells of India, the sounds of India, even the curried chicken, I've always wanted to go there. I've always felt like there was a part of me that was there. I was only in India for 1 week. So I only ate power bars so I wouldn't get sick. But it wasn't until the airplane ride over there, which is some 28 hours, when I started talking to people and found out that I was actually traveling to India during the largest religious festival in all of world history. The Hindu festival Maha Kumbh Mela happens every 12 years, but every 144 years, it's in a special kind of festival. It lasts 45 days, and I was going right in the middle of it. Wikipedia would later describe that over the 45 days, 600 million people gathered around the rivers in India to worship together. It was the largest gathering of a human religious body ever in world history. They were gathering because Jupiter was aligned in a special way with the sun and the moon, and it only happened every 144 years. So there I am, on the shores of the Ganges River, a middle-aged white woman with a sea of brown faces, and we're all singing. I didn't know what the heck the words meant, but we were singing and stomping, and it was amazing. I've never experienced anything like it. And I looked up at the star. I thought I could see Jupiter. And I knew in a moment that the stars were aligned and that I was this tiny little thing on this earth, and God is so immense, beyond fathoming. The stars were aligned 2,000 years ago on the night that Christ was born. Christians all over the world, we believe in this preposterous thing when you think about it. We believe that the God of the entire universe, who made billions of stars, decided to become what in Latin we would call incarnate, incarnation, in the flesh. The divine would become a human being. It's really a crazy notion. I mean, how would it work? You would think that the cosmic maker of the universe, if God decided to become a human being, the child would just explode, right? I don't think that with our small brains, we could ever comprehend how this happened. But I do think that we are allowed to know why. Why? Why did God choose to become a person? What could possibly be the reason behind such a preposterous act? Just a month or so ago, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I got a call. One of our parishioners' father was dying. So I got on my collar and I got in my car and went to the hospital. Now, anyone in my family will tell you, I have a terrible sense of direction. Terrible. I can get lost going around the block. And as you know, hospitals are very complicated. They usually start with one building and then they add on another wing and another, and it's all sort of complicated hallways going every which way. So here it was 2 in the morning and I was lost, totally lost. And I was also anxious because I wanted to get there. I didn't want this man to die without us saying the last rites with the family. But it seemed like the more frantic I got, the more lost I got. You know how that works? I was standing in the hallway feeling all turned around when I saw this woman walking towards me. She only stood probably about 5 feet, dressed in a nice business suit, not scrubs. African-American woman, maybe in her 60s, I'd guess. She had a lanyard on, so I knew she worked at the hospital. I didn't really get a look at the lanyard to see what her name was or what she did, but she was walking towards me, and she smiled at me and said, "Lost?" And I said, "How did you guess?" I said, I know it's late and you need to go home, but if you just tell me, I'm really good at directions, so just tell me how to get to this man's room." She said, "No way, honey. I'm going to walk you." "Oh, thank you," I said. I wish you could give me instructions." No. I'm happy to do it." So we started walking, and I asked her how long she'd worked there. Over 30 years. It seems like we went around all these corners and down all these hallways, and we finally got to the right room, and I was so glad I rushed into the room, and then all of a sudden realized I have to thank her. So I turned around, and she was gone. I think that God at first tried to give us directions. God gave us a lot of instructions, you know. God gave us the Ten Commandments. In fact, in the Hebrew Scriptures, there are actually 613 laws. But none of that worked for us. We kept getting lost. We kept hurting one another. We kept hurting ourselves. We kept going to war. Kept grabbing things for ourselves. So why would God become incarnate and fleshed? To walk with us. Because God needed to show us how to be human. Which way to turn. How to act. What to do. Now, we hear a lot about Jesus these days, but I don't want you to just go with all the Jesus you hear in the media, because some of it is wrong. If you look just at the Gospels, stick close to the Scriptures, I'll tell you exactly what Jesus was like, because he was the perfect human being. First of all, he walked around in nature a lot, and he talked a lot about nature and used nature as a way to learn about God. He talked about seeds and wind and vines and fruit. He also healed people, taught people, cast out demons and diseases. And he gave away everything, everything he owned. He lived so simply. And he was afraid of dying, just like we are, but he didn't run away from death. He walked right towards it and gave himself for us. And then came back to show us that There is a way into more life beyond this life. Jesus was the perfect human being. Can you imagine what the world would look like if all of us lived like that? But we're so frightened. So instead of giving it all away, we say, oh, no, the stock market isn't doing well. I can't do that. I got to hold on to it. Instead of healing people, we run away from those who are different or weird, or we don't talk to the schizophrenic on the street. Instead of welcoming the stranger as God himself, Jesus talked about welcoming the immigrant and refugee and stranger. And we want to protect ourselves because they might be criminals. And we're so afraid, and so we don't follow. And then we wonder why our world is so messed up, and why we're still at war with one another, and nothing seems to work right. When God has shown us, very simply, how to be human, but we're just too scared to do it. So on this night, the stars align for you. I want you to picture Jesus reaching out his hand and saying, I'll walk with you. And I know it's scary, but there's another miracle that happens this night. God also began the journey as a tiny baby. I think to show us that we too can start with baby steps. I know you don't feel like you can become Jesus tomorrow, but maybe you could start just a little bit. Like showing someone how to get to a room in the middle of the night. Or picking up that phone and calling that person that you know is lonely or afraid. Or giving just a little bit more than you think you can afford. Even in the little things, there's this miracle that happens, and Christ is born again and again. In the smallest of ways, all we have to do is try to take the next step forward. I wonder what it was like for those shepherds in the fields looking up at the stars that night. If they could understand what a cosmic thing was happening. Everything changed for them, and it can change for you and for me. All we have to do is take his hand and let him lead us, even if it's one baby step at a time. Amen.